What's better in life than a bottle of wine, great food, and an amazing conversation?
My name is Kate Sullivan, and I am the host of To Dine For.
I'm a journalist, a foodie, a traveler with an appetite for the stories of people who are hungry for more. Dreamers, visionaries, artists, those who hustle hard in the direction they love. I travel with them to their favorite restaurant to hear how they did it. This show is a toast to them and their American dream. Thank you to the sponsors of To Dine For the podcast, American National and Spiritless. To Dine For the podcast is brought to you by American National, offering a broad suite of insurance solutions to protect what matters most to you. For 115 years, American National has remained committed to helping people and communities make a real difference in their lives. American National supports great local community organizations led by the kind of people you hear about on To Dine For, people who are inspired to make a difference and inspire others in return. American National's philosophy is helping where it's needed helps us all. For a description of the American National companies, the products they write, and the states in which they're licensed, visit americannational.com/dine. Spiritless supports the conscientious cocktailer who wants to live fully but drink differently. Their signature Kentucky 74 is a distilled, non-alcoholic spirit for your favorite bourbon cocktails. It's zero alcohol, zero guilt, and just 15 calories per serving. Whether you go completely spiritless or go halvesies with a foolproof bourbon to lower the ABV in your cocktail, you can get your bottle today at spiritless.com. Use promo code TODINEFOR to get free shipping. Welcome to Dine For the podcast, where we meet the world's most creative and innovative minds at their favorite restaurant. On today's episode are entrepreneurs and champions of awareness, Michelle and Hunter Norwood.
Working with these ice cream experts, they teach me something every day. So it doesn't matter what kind of accolades I might have or another person might have. If our minds and our hearts are open, we can always learn, and it's amazing, the teachers.
Michelle and Hunter Norwood created a business with a vision beyond themselves, and it centers around ice cream. When you see their whimsical ice cream truck coming around the corner, you're in for something more than just a cone with sprinkles. The name of the business says it all. It's called A Little Something Extra. A Little Something Extra is a mobile ice cream truck business launched as a job opportunity for Michelle's son, Hunter, who has Down syndrome. Since its creation, the business has made it its mission to employ people with intellectual and physical exceptionalities. Today, we speak about activism, learning life skills, and the importance of treating everyone with respect. Please enjoy my interview with Michelle and Hunter Norwood. Hunter, thank you for being on this podcast. And Michelle, great to have you with us. Let me begin by asking you, where did you come up with the idea for A Little Something Extra?
Well, we live in a very rural part of Alabama. And even where we live, there are no ice cream trucks. And as a child, I always dreamed of having an ice cream truck drive through our neighborhood. And so as Hunter was born and began to approach his teenage years and then adulthood, I always was pondering, what can he do as he gets older? And then one day I just started thinking about an ice cream truck. I started researching, and the chips just fell together. And so a year before we actually launched A Little Something Extra Ice Cream, Hunter and myself actually visited our very first ice cream truck at my sister's house in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, Hunter, what was? Do you remember that first experience of seeing an ice cream truck and being able to order ice cream from it? What was that like for you?
Like for me?
Yeah. What, did you like it? Did you enjoy ordering ice cream at Aunt Leslie's?
Maybe so.
Maybe so. It got a lot more exciting when he was serving the ice cream, I think.
Hunter, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Sim Clore.
Chips galore.
Chips galore.
It's very good.
What is that like? Is that like a chocolate chip, or is that a mint chocolate chip?
So it's two chocolate chip cookies with vanilla ice cream with chocolate chips in the middle.
Oh,
it's very
that
good.
Sounds amazing. That sounds so good.
Yeah, he actually left one for Santa Claus this year, and Santa ate every bite. So it was good.
I bet I would too. That sounds incredible. Well, Michelle, tell me a little bit about, you know, it's one thing to have an idea of creating something like an ice cream truck business. It's another thing to actually go about it. Tell me about that process of going from idea to execution.
Well, besides being Hunter's mother, I have a business degree, and I'm also a special education teacher. So after Hunter came along, I went back to school and got my graduate degree in special education. So through the course of working with my students, I learned that we worked in the school's break store, the snack store, a lot. And it gave my students opportunities to spend time with their peers. They worked on communication skills. They worked on money skills. So there was just a lot of opportunity there for them. And so I took that. And then, of course, I took my love for business and my love for Hunter and all of the community that we've been involved in his life. So it was a great motivator for me. And I know because I am a teacher, ice cream trucks primarily operate in the summer, and with summers off, it just seemed like it was the perfect idea, and the chips just fell into place.
Well, I like the name of it, A Little Something Extra. Can you explain how you came up with that name?
Absolutely. So people who have Down syndrome have an extra 21st chromosome. And so that extra chromosome is what we implemented into the name of A Little Something Extra. And we have learned this ice cream truck, it is so extra.
Mm-hmm. You, as a special needs teacher, saw something exceptional in your students when they were operating a store. They were working on skills that really probably tested them. They learned hospitality. They're working as a team. They were working in a way that they've never worked before. And that is where you got the idea for the ice cream truck. What skills do you find are students learning when they operate an ice cream truck?
Well, I think with any student, whether they have special needs or not, I think they just need to learn to believe in themselves. Mm-hmm. And over we have seen in this ice cream truck, every one of our ice cream experts, they just find so much self-satisfaction, and it encourages them to learn more. And every time they work, I've seen just light bulbs go off one after another. And it has really validated. And each one of these ice cream experts have far exceeded anything I ever dreamed would happen. This really is their niche. They love working in the ice cream truck. They love working with people, and our customers love working with our employees. So it truly has been a perfect fit.
So every student or everyone who works on the truck becomes an ice cream expert, right? That's their title?
Yes, ma'am. So each spring we have a training, and every person who wants to work in the ice cream truck will go through the training, and they learn product skills, they learn customer service skills. We do mock transactions. And then at the end of the entire training, we have a graduation ceremony, and they walk out to pomp and circumstance. They receive a certificate that certifies them as an ice cream expert, in addition to a name badge. They get to wear a name badge, and it says ice cream expert. It's everything that I would have always hoped for any of my children to experience.
Hunter, what is your favorite part of working on the ice cream truck and being an ice cream expert? When you're actually working on the truck, what do you like most?
All of them.
All of them. He likes everything about it. Do you like working with your friends?
Sure.
Yes. And do you like meeting new people?
Sure.
I think I know what his favorite part is. He usually says you like being the
CEO.
He likes being the CEO.
I love that.
We'll have more on this conversation in just a minute. But first, thank you to our sponsors. To Dine For, the podcast, is brought to you by American National, offering a broad suite of insurance solutions to protect what matters most to you. There's a funny thing about most insurance commercials, whether they feature lizards or birds or funny cartoon characters. It seems like they want you to think about anything but insurance. American National, on the other hand, has real local agents who get to know you, so they can help you reach better decisions about your insurance to make sure you're protecting what matters most to you. American National agents are part of your community. They're your neighbors. So whether it's solutions for your home, your small business, your farm, or your life, you can count on your local American National agent to make sure you get the discounts you deserve and the protection you need without paying for extras you don't. With American National, you get an ally, not just a web page. For a description of the American National companies, the products they write in the states in which they're licensed, visit americannational.com/dine. If you're like me, there are times when you want to feel like you're having a fancy cocktail, but you don't actually want the alcohol. So I love Kentucky 74 from Spiritless. It's a distilled, non-alcoholic spirit for your favorite bourbon cocktails, but with just 15 calories per serving and none of the guilt. You can pre-order your bottle today at spiritless.com. Use the promo code TODINEFOR to get free shipping. Now back to our conversation.
How many people work on the ice cream trucks in a summer, and what are your sales?
We have 20 young adults from our area who are trained as ice cream experts. And we normally, with COVID, the numbers dropped back just because it was hard to social distance. But we normally have 2 to 4 ice cream experts working at all times, plus a supervisor such as myself or my husband to help expedite sales. During the summer, we probably work every single day. We thought when we opened, we would run routes. But as it turns out, we do private events from church events to daycares, a lot of company events. We go in for customer or employee appreciation. And so we move a lot of ice cream.
Is it your company, or do a portion of the proceeds go to a nonprofit?
So we are actually incorporated. But so far, we have just absolutely put every profit back into the business and to promote our ice cream experts. And we do have a big vision for the ice cream business. One of those is we're working on a franchise so that other families such as ourselves can experience this. Because as we have found, when our children with special needs get older, there is a lot of fear of what will happen next. And mm-hmm. Hunter has so much to offer the world. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that we push him to his full potential. And I'm not the only parent. We're not the only parents who feel that way. So we are hoping to franchise this so other families across the country can get on board and have the same experience. We are also working with Auburn University right now and hope to be working with other colleges in the future to help scholarship students into programs that many colleges are offering now to help educate college students with intellectual disabilities. They prepare them with independent living skills and employment skills.
And I love how you often refer to intellectual and learning disabilities instead as exceptionalities, because it's such a nice way to put a twist on it that actually is absolutely correct, right? It does make the person exceptional and unique.
Yes, absolutely. And that is the one thing as an advocate that I hope to always remind the world, that every single person, regardless of our strengths or our shortcomings, everyone has something wonderful to offer the world. And I've spent a big portion of my time in college. I've actually worked on 3 graduate degrees, and I'm telling you that not to boast on myself, but to say that working with these ice cream experts, they teach me something every day. So it doesn't matter what kind of accolades I might have or another person might have. If our minds and our hearts are open, we can always learn. And it's amazing, the teachers.
Yeah. And what would you say to that parent who, you know, has just found out that their child has Down syndrome, or is maybe the parent of a young child with Down syndrome and is kind of afraid and kind of uncertain as to what the future will look like? What advice can you give them?
Well, I can tell you that I was that parent, and I lived many days in fear, and I was afraid for many reasons. But I just hope that every parent who is blessed to have a child with Down syndrome realizes just what an amazing opportunity they've been granted. Mm-hmm. Look at every day with hope. And I know that it doesn't take any parent long to look at their child and realize what a blessing that child is. But this kid has brought so much to...
I'm an adult.
He's an adult now. You're right. This adult.
Hunter makes that distinction. He is an adult.
He's
not a kid anymore. He's an ice cream expert.
He is an ice cream expert. He's the CEO, and often he reminds us he's the boss. But he brings so much to the world, and not just him. I think that's the greatest joy, is so many families have joined our circle who also have children with Down syndrome or other exceptionalities. And it has just absolutely changed the way that we view the world. Mm-hmm. And that view is so much better. Mm-hmm. You think outside the box and you realize that there is so much more than what we superficially see about the world. So to any parent, just hang in there, because there's a beautiful, beautiful journey ahead of you. The journey of Down syndrome has been amazing for all of us.
Well, first of all, I love everything that you're doing. You are, you know, basically implementing the basics of entrepreneurship at every level, and you're filling a need, right? They say every great business is solving a problem or filling a need. And the need is to employ people with Down syndrome, to give them an entirely new path that they never dreamed that they would take, a job that is fulfilling. We all want a job that is fulfilling. I love how you've taken me through every aspect of this business. I'll tell you, I'm the mom of three boys, a six-year-old, a four-year-old, and a two-year-old. And we don't really go out for ice cream that much, but we were on a summer vacation this past summer at my mother's house in Cape Cod, and we went to Four Seas Ice Cream, and we all got an ice cream cone. You know, it's something so simple as getting an ice cream cone. We realize the delight, the joy as a child. It is just pure joy of having that ice cream cone all to yourself, that you got that ice cream. Is you're really delivering happiness when you sell ice cream. So I'm sure that's part of your journey. Is that part of why you chose to sell ice cream? Because really, you created this business to give children with Down syndrome a job, but it could have been any type of business. Why ice cream in particular?
Well, just like you said, there is just so much satisfaction in that. And on the back of our truck, it says a little something extra is always sweet. And so we can play off that, because obviously ice cream is extra. And Hunter and all of our ice cream experts are extra. And to me, it was just a perfect combination. But what we also see is we have taken our ice cream truck to nursing homes, and these elderly residents will come out and purchase an ice cream. And over, we've loved watching these elderly people take a bite of that ice cream. And just for a minute, you can see the child come back. And it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It is a return to childhood. It is return to pure joy. Tell me, as a business owner, what has been the most challenging part of this whole endeavor for you? And where do you need help the most?
Well, I think the biggest way to support us is obviously what you're doing. You believe in us and you are promoting us just by letting us tell our story. We have a website. It's a little something extra ice cream.com. Mm-hmm. We have a presence on Facebook and Twitter. And so people can always reach out to us. We love going into businesses and different organizations and sharing the love of ice cream and letting people see over and over the many strengths that these experts bring to the table. And then also, we have written a book. It's called Stars in My Eyes. And
it
follows Hunter's story, but also it features a lot of our ice cream experts in the back. But one of the amazing features about people who have Down syndrome is a characteristic called brush field spots. And so those brush field spots look like stars in their eyes. It's sort of like a kaleidoscope. So we took a spin on that. And it starts from the birth of Hunter on through adulthood, and how those stars in his eyes were a reminder that he could be just like the stars in the sky and shine and brighten up this world. And so in the back, 10 different ice cream experts did their own rendition of Starry Night, and they have their bio. So now, not only can Hunter and the ice cream experts say that they're ice cream experts, but they've also helped illustrate a book.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, this entire endeavor is so inspiring. It not only for what you've done for children with learning exceptionalities, but also for, you know, the fact that you're in rural Alabama and that you're able to create this company, and how inspiring that is for people. All, you know, so often we hear about these great companies that have come out of the cities, but it's so wonderful to hear of people in rural America who are doing great things, who are starting companies, starting businesses, and really with a vision bigger than yourselves. So congratulations to you and Hunter, and I just wish you all the success in the world for a little something extra. Thank you so much for being on To Dine For.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a wonderful opportunity.
Bye, Hunter. Have a great day. Thank you for doing this.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to Dine For the podcast. For more information on the show, the guests, and the podcast, head to todinefortv.com. You can find us on Instagram at todinefortv and Facebook at todinefor with Kate Sullivan. Thanks to the sponsors of To Dine For the podcast, American National and Spiritless. Special thank you to producer and sound editor John Golmer. To the loyal followers of this program, cheers, stay hungry, and stay inspired. I'll see you back at the table soon.